3 quirks for Mr. Mark. Sure, he hasn't got much of a bark, and sure, any he has is all beside the mark. But oh, Reneagle Almighty, wouldn't on be a sky of a lark to see that old buzzard whooping about for unshirt in the dark? And he hunting round for unspeckled trousers around by Palmerston Park. Ho, 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 Multi Mark. You're the rummest old rooster ever flopped out of a Noah's Ark, and you think you're cock of the walk. Fowls up, Tristy's the spry young spark that'll treader and wedder and better and redder without ever winking the tail of a feather. And that's how that chap's going to make his money and mark. Overhoved, shrilly screaming, that song sang sea swans, the winging ones. Seahawk, seagull, curlew and plover, kestrel and capercalzie. All the birds of the sea, they trawled out right bold when they smacked the big cuss of Truston with Usald. And there they were too when it was dark, whilst the wildcaps were circling, as slow their ship, the winds aslight, upborne the fates. The war-dorse moved by courtesy of Mr. Dobelow down below Camperselli, listening in as hard as they could in double dorp. The donker, by the tawny old to the waterfalls, with their vuxens and their coming in so hatted jockey, only a quarterback is called for the last acts. To the solins and the sycamores and the wild geese and the gannets and the migratories and the missile thrushes and the auspices and all the birds of the rock by Sukarasi Oceanal Sea, all 4 of them all sighing and sobbing and listening. Michael, a hoikling. They were the big 4. The 4 master waves of Erin, all listening, 4. There was old Mac Gregory, and then besides old Matt, there was old Marcus Lyons, the 4 waves. And oftentimes they used to be saying grace together right enough, Borsna Baha, in Miracle Square. Here now we are, the 4 of us. Old Matt Gregory and old Marcus and old Luke Tarpey, the 4 of us, and sure, thank God, there are no more of us. And sure, now you wouldn't go and forget and leave out the other fella and old Johnny MacDougall. The 4 of us and no more of us, and so now pass the fish for Christ's sake, amen. The way they used to be saying their grace before fish, repeating itself after the interims of Augsburg for Auld Lang Syne. And so there they were, with their palms in their hands, like the pilgrims' procles, spraining their ears, listening and listening to the oceans of kissing, with their eyes listening, all the 4. When he was kiddling and cuddling and bunny-hugging scrumptious as Colleen Bawn and Dinkum Bell and Oscar Sister on the 15-inch love seat behind the chieftainess stewardess's cubbin, the hero of Gaelic champion, the onlyest one of her choice, her blue ideal of a girl's friend, neither big ugly nor small nice, meaning pretty much everything to her then, with his sinister dexterity, light and rough handling, visum versum her ragbags et associatums, fore and aft, on and off sides, the brew-burned sex-footer, handsome and huntsome, that was palpably wrong and bulbily improper, and cuddling her and kissing her, tout à fait charmant. In her ensemble of maidenna blue, with an overdress of net, tickled with goldies, Isola Misola, and whisping and lisping her about Trisolanisons. How one was whips for one was 2, and 2 was lips for 1 was 3, and dissimulating himself with his pogue, like Aaron a pogue, the dear, dear annual. They all 4 remembered who made the world, and how they used to be at that time in the vulgar ear, cuddling and kiddling her after an oyster supper in Cullen's barn, from under her mistle thrush and kissing and listening in the good old bygone days of Dion Boucicault the elder in Aaron a pogue. In the other world of the passing of the key of two-tongue common, with Nush the carrier of the word, and with Mesh the cutter of the reed, in one of the far-back pitch-black centuries, when who made the world? When they knew O'Cleary, the man on the door? When they were all 4 collegians on the nod, near the Netherland nursery, white boys and oak boys, peep of tin boys and piping tom boys, raising hell while the sun was shining, with their slates and satchels, playing Florian's fables and communic suctions and velica frictions with Mixum members in the Queen's Ultonian colleges, along with another fella, a prime number, Tocious Quotius, and paying a pot of triplets to Boris O'Brien, the butler of Clump Thump, 2 loaves, 2 turnovers, plus 1 crown, to see the mad Dane ating his vitals, wolf, wolf, and throwing his tongue in the snake pit. Ah-ho! The ladies have mercy us. It brought the dear prehistoric scenes all back again, as fresh as of yore. Matt and Marcus, natural-born lovers of nature in all her moves and senses. And after that now, there he was, that mouth of mandibles, vowed to pure beauty, and his Aaron a pogue, when she murmurously, after she let her cough, gave her firm order, if he wouldn't please mind, for a sings to one hope a dozen of the best favourite lyrical national blooms in Love Illicit, though not too much, reflecting on the situation, drinking in draughts of purest air serene, and revelling in the great outdoors, before the four of them in the fair fine night, while the stars shine bright, by she light of he moon, we long to be spoon before her honey o' loom. The plant effect being in point of fact, there being in the whole a situation so shocking and scandalous, and now, thank God, there were no more of them, and he poging and poging like the mariner bowed his crusted hode, and Tilly the tailor's tugged a tar in the Arctic News Dagsdog's number. And there they were, like a foremasters in the rolls, listening to Rolando's deep and darblin' Ushian roll. Lady, it was just too gorgeous, that expensive a lovely tint, embellished by the charms of art, and very well conducted and nicely mannered, and all the horrid ruddy noises locked up in nasty cubbyhole. As tired as they were, the three jolly topers, with their mouths watering, all the four, the old connubial men of the sea, yamming around with their old pantometer in Dukoslopics, Luke and Johnny MacDougall, and all wishing for anything at all of the bygone times, the wall times, and the fall times, and the hempty times, and the dempty times, for a cup of kindness yet, for four far-back tumblefuls of woman squash with them, all four, listening and spraining their ears for the millennium, and all their mouths making water. For it was then a pretty thing happened, of pure diversion mayhap, when his flattering hand, at the jut-right moment, like perchance some cook of courage, might clip the lad on a poot of porridge hand shut his duck-house, the vivid girl, deaf with love, as she and know her, our angel being, one of romance's fadeless wonder woman, and sure now we all know you dote on her even unto date, with the queer little cree of Joyce's crisis, she renew-lighted their disunited, with ripey leaps to ropey lopes, the dear o' dears, and the golden importunity of a loofer's leave-time, when as quick as grease pigskin, a Marcus Champius, with one arrogant thrust, drove the massive of virile victory flash past both lines of forwards, a Bernier's down boys, right jing-bang shot into the goal of a gullet. All right. And now, upright and Adam, and please be honest, and pull it into yourself, as on man and woman do another. Candidately, everybody, a mot for a mot. Come on, man and do. There was this, well, you may call her, a strapping, modern, old, ancient Irish princess. So-and-so hands high, such-and-such paddock weight in her madapalam smock, nothing under her hat but red hair and solid ivory. Now you know it's true in your hard-up hearts. And a first-class pair of bedroom eyes of most unhomey blue, how weak we are, one and all, the charm of favour's fond consent. Could you blame her, we're saying, for one so cold logical moment? What would you do? With that so tersome old milkless, a ram, with his tersome duty peck in his bronchial tubes, the tersome old hairy orangaran beaver, in his tersome old 26 and sixpenny shepherd's plods trousers, and his 30 bob and ninepenny tails plus toop. Haga Christian, it were too exceeding, really, if one was to offer at sulk an old Virgil a pinch of hinge hit. The bainest thing ever, since Eden was in the Bogues Navy. No, no, the dear heaven knows, and the farther the from it, if the whole stole stale must be told. Whoever the gulpable, and whatever the pulpus was, they'd twown together, and given the most passionable weathers, they were doing a lally, a lolly, a dither, a duther, one lelly, two dather, three lily, four duther. And it was a fifeful moment for the poor old time tatters, tick-tacking and tank the count, till the spark that plugged spared the choky he gripped, and volatile volupty how breathed are their longings, they could and they could hear, like of a lisp lapsing, that was her knight of the truth's thong, plipping out of her chapel de ozy, after where he had gone and pulped the question. Plop. Ah, now it was totally terrific, the mummer lubajubes, and then after that, they used to be so forgetful, counting mother peributs, up one, up four, to member her bofu molden maiden name. for overflowing by the dream of woman, the ownerist, in 40 lands. From Greg and Doug, on poor Greg and Matt and Mar and Lou and Joe, now happily buried, our four. And there she was right enough, that lovely sight enough, the girline born ashore, as for days galore of Planksty, Gregory, Eggery. Oh, Bunket, not Orwin. Aye. And after that now and the future, please God, after non-penal start, all repeating ourselves in medias locus, from where he got a useful arm busy on the touchline, due south of a western shoulder, down to death and the love embrace, with an interesting tallow complexion, and all now united, sans familias. Let us ran on to say Oremus prayer and homey sweet homely, after fully realising the gratifying experiences of highly continental evenements.